left on Lady LFM, a tune called Blank Space, which is kind of where I am this morning. I had a late-ish night celebrating a friend that has returned from the wilderness for the Indaba, the tourism Indaba. I haven't seen him for about 30 years. It was quite a catch-up. Really nice. Talking about catching up, I'm very pleased to welcome to the studio Renisha Kistnan, representing Victoria Hospital, but also representing the fact that it's International Nurses Day today. And with her is Naz Mohammed, resplendent in a nursing get-up, including, is that mental health nursing? Or have you got a black bar on your shoulder? I can't see. You see? So she's looking after our mental health apart from anything else, which is what we need right now today. Welcome to you both. Lovely to have you in the studio. I just want to give you that. There we go. So let's talk to the world of nursing and the medical fraternity in general. Renisha, you yes. clearly are doing a tremendously good job at Victoria Hospital. I was there the other day. It's looking fabulous. It feels good. But nursing is kind of it's more than just a profession, isn't it? It's a passion. I think it has to be, because I've got to say, I think it's the most terribly demanding job in the world, dealing with people that are possibly yeah. not at their finest, and all the pressure that comes with that. So, we salute everyone in the medical fraternity, but today, particularly, the nurses.
Absolutely. They are phenomenal. They give to their patients as if they would to their own family. So I think International Nurses Day is a great day to celebrate and honor them. They are generally there in our patients' most vulnerable moments. I think, you know, they offer the comfort and the reassurance that you won't always get. And I think that's what makes them extra special.
That's what makes good nurses Absolutely. Extra special. There are also some bloody horrific nurses in the world as well, one has to say, but that's yes. the world we live in.
Yes. And but today we'll celebrate those who are good.
We'll celebrate them all because everyone has an off day, isn't
yes,
that so?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. There's no, you can't have a good day all day, but they do the best that they can. And I think that's the most important.
Exactly that. And Naz, you clearly have you are a nurse. You're wearing the kit, and it's your life. Why did you become a nurse? I mean, surely you could have found a real job now, Jackie.
Well, Dave, it's an absolute pleasure to be here this morning. Why did I become a nurse? I think I've always had a passion for healthcare, and my first choice was definitely medicine. But I could not afford that passion, so I chose nursing as the next best possible career. And what inspired me most was seeing the difference a compassionate nurse can make in someone's most vulnerable moment.
Mm. Yeah. You're at Victoria Hospital, I presume.
Yes.
Is it a good hospital?
Oh, it's a phenomenal hospital. It's one of the best.
And I ask that question because, you know, you depending on who you ask, you get a different report about everything in the world. But I think particularly hospitals at the moment, because there's been a lot of, well, it's fair to say that medical services are incredibly expensive. And there's mm-hmm. a lot of thought that says often it's almost mercenary. If you don't have any money, you're doomed to the state. And in your opinion, and I'm going to sort of talk away from Victoria for a second. Mm-hmm. Do you know anyone that's been through the state system? I'm talking about nursing.
Yes, I have studied at a state hospital.
Okay, and I think it's fair to say also that in certain state hospitals, like, for example, Stanger Hospital, you can get some really, really good, dedicated care.
Absolutely.
I've heard fantastic stories. I've also heard some horror stories. We hear about it. And I think it's fair to say that nurses in the private sector and in the public sector, mm-hmm. generally speaking, whether they are in an elite establishment like Victoria or Stanger Hospital, it's a job that they do day in and day out. Sometimes, thanklessly, and clearly, there are moments that keep you focused and keep you inspired. Can you think of one at Victoria that inspired you as a nurse?
Well, at our hospital, I must say there are various moments and various times that nurses inspire the lives of people. If I were to think of one particular situation, I would think about a time where I have observed our nurses on the floor, where they demonstrated so much of kindness and caring and comfort, not just to a patient, but to a relative that was standing nearby in tears. Mm. And the manner in which our nurse sat her down, held a hand, and just listened and offered comfort and support, I would think that that is one of the most amazing moments that a nurse can share with a patient and a relative.
Wow, yeah, because I mean, one always hopes for the best, and, mm-hmm. and life being what it is, you know at some stage it's going to end. You, as the sort of stope face of the medical fraternity, interface between the patient, the loved ones of the patient, and when it comes to those critical moments where you've got to, I suppose the doctors break the news, but often one hears that it's the nursing staff that gives the support and the comfort and the human compassion. That, and I mean, one understands it's a hell of a job, and being a doctor, you might not have the best bedside manner, but you do a job really well. When it comes to the bedside manner, however, the nursing staff really, those that shine, tend to have a really gentle touch, and for that, one can only be eternally grateful. What happens when you've got to break bad news to the family? Someone's clearly not doing very well, and possibly even at the end of life. Do you have a... Is there a code of conduct that says you can't talk to the family, or are you able to impart to them some information that might ease their load?
I think the core component of any nurse is the ability to care and the ability to be compassionate. And I would think that during your training as a nurse as well, the most important thing for a nurse is to learn how to communicate. Mm. And nurses are, it's embedded in nurses to actually communicate, to care, and to show compassion, especially during times of difficulty, times of having to share news that is not always welcome by family members. But I think nurses are very well equipped in their training and with the further education and training that they receive on how to deal with difficult situations. And if you're a compassionate nurse, there's definitely no challenges in sharing such information.
And what's something that you, because clearly you've got challenges in your job, and people often, I think, ordinary folk don't understand the full impact of what it is that you're carrying. What are some of the things that you wish the public would know about, generally speaking, the world that you operate in, so that it will help to ease the communication burden?
Okay, so I think nursing today comes with various challenges. We deal with high patient acuities, emotional fatigue, staffing pressures. But for me, I think that whilst we appreciate that most of the public has great awareness around this, I wish more people knew how much of critical thinking, coordination, and emotional resilience nursing requires. So behind the scenes, nurses are constantly busy. They're constantly assessing patients' condition. They're planning nursing care. They're advocating for their patients. They're collaborating continuously with the multidisciplinary team. So we are often the link, as you know, and as you mentioned, between doctors, patients, families, and allied healthcare professionals. And every decision is made with patient safety at the forefront.
Mm. What's the best thing about your job?
That's a very difficult question, Dave. There's a lot of good things about my job.
But what's the best thing?
If I were to think of the best thing about nursing, it's the career of nursing that allows people to evolve in this ever-changing time. Mm. So nursing is not a stagnant profession. In as much as nursing has evolved from bedside nursing to being an art and a science, I think for now what I do enjoy is that it allows a nurse to improve herself as an individual. Yeah. It's not just like you taught nursing and now you're a nurse. Mm. If I speak for myself, I have evolved over the years because private healthcare has evolved as well. And it's not just the delivery of quality nursing care, it's also about managing a business at the end of the day. So I've evolved, and a nursing degree or a diploma is not sufficient. So the important thing is keep up with the times. So I've studied project management, I've done my MBA, all with the intention of actually providing holistic nursing care to our patients.
And if you continue on your journey as a nursing professional.
Mm-hmm.
What are your prospects? Do you become a matron? Do you become a director of the hospital? What is the end game?
So I'm currently the nursing manager of MediClinic Victoria, the obsolete term being a matron. But that is where I am at the moment. And if I look at my career, I've almost peaked at my career. There are a lot of opportunities. Yes, I can still be a hospital general manager. But nursing is my passion. And I strongly believe that if I move into any other role, I will be losing touch of what goes on the floor.
Oh, okay.
And I am extremely comfortable where I am currently in my career.
Well, clearly you're doing what you do, and you're doing it very well, because you've been acknowledged and recognized as now, you say not a matron anymore, that's obsolete, that term.
Absolutely.
What is it called now?
It's a nursing manager.
A nursing manager, ooh. Because I had a fight with a matron not long ago. I was in an intensive care ward, can you believe? And I didn't want to be there, so I said, I'm out of here. She said, you can't. I said, if you only go to the men's room on my own, I must know, then I'm leaving. She said, well, you can't move. I said, watch. And I left on my own. Not the best thing, eh? What do you do? How do you handle a patient like that?
I think that's a reality every day.
Do people walk out?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of patients.
I thought I was unique. I'm just another flipping sheep.
I think it's important to promote a patient's independence when he's in a hospital environment. So that's what we aim to do.
Okay. That's very modern and forward thinking. Renisha, do you get lots of, because you're involved more in the sort of patient liaison and customer care, not so much the medical side of things. But what are some of the issues that you deal with?
Yeah, just exactly what you were trying to do in the intensive care unit.
Well, go
just
home.
Wanting
I've
to
had
get
enough of this nonsense, yes. I'm leaving.
Yes. So you start off with apologizing, firstly, for their experience and making sure that you reassure them and try your best to not want to have to run after them while they walk out.
Oh, really?
So 99.9% of the time we're successful in keeping them in, so I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, I suppose because people are afraid. I mean, yeah. This is the fact. You're in a hospital, you're not in your comfort zone. Mm-hmm. It's a frightening environment, and it's often you feel that no one really cares. It's a business.
Yes.
You're being shoved around like a piece of anyway. People react differently. Some people are very compliant and complicit, and they'll do anything you tell them. Others say, no, not there. Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? I don't care who you are. You sit there, you lie there, and you just.
I think individuality, everyone has expectations, and we've learned that you can never treat every person the same or every patient the same. And you can walk to the mall because you want to go there to shop, but a patient doesn't ask to be in a hospital.
Yeah.
So I think that understanding is very important.
Yeah, and I was just wondering, as a member of the medical fraternity, both of you, surely one of the greatest rewards must be when someone comes up to you after the fact and says, you know, I misbehaved, or I'm sorry, and thank you for what you did for me, because... Yeah, I was scared, I was not great, and it was entirely due to you and your colleagues that I've come through it, and my family has me for another moment or two, mm-hmm. and thank you. I mean, that there can be no finer gift than that. Hey? I mean, gee, that I almost envy you with that kind of, it's a hard world, it's a difficult world. And probably thankless to a large degree, but invariably there comes that moment where you see the results, and that's that top reward that anyone can have, I think, is acknowledgement of a job.
Absolutely.
Well done.
Absolutely.
So on International Nurses Day, and South Africa being part of the international community, I think we're extremely fortunate in our North Coast node to have very good hospitals, very good nursing care, kind of on par with the best practice in the world. Do you keep up with international best practice?
I would definitely say so. MediClinic is an international organization,
yeah,
and that's what we foster.
So thank you for coming in on International Nurses Day to wave the flag for the medical fraternity. And anyone listening to this thinking career-wise, I have a calling. You know, do you still get people that have a calling? I want to be a nurse or a what would you say, what would we suggest is the best route to go for anyone that wants to become a nurse?
I think don't second guess it. Just go for it. It's an absolutely rewarding career, and there is no other career like it.
And are there still training schools for nurses? Are there still training facilities? Or do you have to go to a hospital and start as an intern?
No. Well, nursing has evolved. You can train at a university level, and there's lots of opportunities available currently.
Anyone wanting to find out more, can they contact you? Maybe Renisha at Victoria. Maybe you can direct them.
Yes, we can.
In the paths of righteousness, as they say, because good information is kind of priceless in this modern age. So there it is. And now you have a final opportunity to promote the wonders of what you're doing at Victoria Hospital.
And you know how I love that, Dave.
Yes, I do.
Thank you very much. So thank you again as well for this opportunity. When Tiara sent me the message, I was ever so ready to say we'll definitely be there. So for those of your listeners who don't know, MediClinic Victoria is in Tongaat, and we're actually a multidisciplinary hospital. We have a ICU, a maternity, NICU as well. We're probably the only hospital this side north before you get further into Durban that has a six-bedded NICU and a maternity unit. Obstetrics, peds, ICU, theatres, and our own pharmacy as well at the hospital. But more than anything, as you always say, we pride ourselves on nursing care. We've got an excellent set of doctors as well. And your patients are welcome. And like you always say, you come in and there's always going to be someone smiling and asking, how can we help you?
It's an excellent hospital. I have had the pleasure, and I can say that as a strange word, maybe hospitals and pleasure don't often go together. But I have. It's an unusual, almost a sort of warmth at Victoria Hospital, largely due to the staff and the approach, and I think that is full credit to the two that are in the studio with me right now and their colleagues. So if you have a medical situation that you are curious about, and I think one has choice, often I think if you're looking for a procedure to be done, you might be told to go in a certain direction, and maybe you want to shop around and look for yourself. Is it fair to say you can do that?
You can
select where you want to go.
So I think patient choice is very important. You want to make sure that you offer the best so a patient wants to come to you. But ultimately, it's always about the patient. But as the marketing manager for the hospital, patients are always welcome to call, ask, you know, which doctors do you have? We have a website. We advise, but we never push. I think it is important most importantly, that the patient is comfortable.
Fantastic. And those that visit as well find that there's a really good biryani in the canteen.
Yes. Yeah, so you'll be joining us then, Dave, this week for the biryani.
I look forward to it.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you again, my very special guests, Naz Mohammed and Renisha Kisnan from Victoria Hospital
in
Tongaat. And the morning show continues with Ollie Mers.